哈利路亚，感谢慈爱的天父看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, thank the Heavenly Father for guiding peace to us.
今天早上我们安息圣日，我们一起聚会敬拜神。
So this morning is the Holy Sabbath day. We will come together to worship our God.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord be with us and greatly bless each one of us.
今天早上跟大家分享的是在至圣的真道上造就自己。
So this morning I'd like to share with you salvation through the way.
我们请看犹大书二十节。
Let's turn to Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节。
Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节
Jude verse 20
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告这里就是犹大写信给教会。
So here a Jude wrote a letter to the church.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
So he said, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
因为当时已经有很多这些偏离信仰的那些异端啊兴起来。
Because at that time there was already many, many people who have led astray on the false doctrines.
在这个十八节十九节这样说。
So verse 18-19 says.
使徒们呢曾经说过，末世啊必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
Verse 18, and they told you there will be mockers in the last time who will walk according to their own ungodly lust.
好，那么这一些事情呢，就是会引人结党。
And so this will result in people splitting into groups.
属乎血气啊，是没有圣灵的人。
And so they are of the flesh and they have no spirit.
而且这里现在啊，这种情况已经非常明显。
So this is very evident in our current times.
因为很多人虽然信耶稣基督啊，但是都是随自己的意思。
But many people believe in the Lord Jesus, but they do according to their will.
而且每一个人的主张都不一样。
So everyone's thinking is different.
因此呢，就会结成各种不同的党派。
And that's why it results in many different groups.
那么这些人呢，都是因为没有圣灵。
And these people are like this because they have no Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的带领。
They don't have the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
人就会随自己的意思而行。
And then a person would do according to their own will.
所以就会造成很多的教派。
So that's why many groups are created.
那感谢神，我们真的是教会。
But thank the Lord, our true Jesus Church.
因为是圣灵所建设的，而且是圣灵一直在带领我们。
It is established by the Holy Spirit and continuously led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不会有不同的主张。
So we do not have different groups.
因为我们都是顺服圣灵，而且呢，按照圣经里头的教训。
So we submit to the will of the Holy Spirit and do it according to the teachings in the Bible.
没有一个人可以随自己的意思说什么。
So not one person will say according to what they want to say.
所以说我们。因为有圣灵的带领
，so we have the guidance from the Holy Spirit。
所以全世界我们的教会就是没有这种像人的意思而纷争结党的事情。
So all the churches in the whole worldwide does not do according to their own wills。
这个是很重要的。
So this is important。
那么在这样信仰上啊很混乱的时期。
So in this stage of chaotic faith,
这个叫做末世的情况。
So this is the times of the end.
主耶稣提醒门徒说
，So the Jesus reminds the disciples,
在世界的末了之前呢，先有在信仰上的一些 问题出现。
So before the world concludes, there will be many problems.
也就是说，假先知、假基督会兴起来。
And so the false prophets will rise.
他们会讲一些偏离真理的话。
They will say things that are away from the truth.
他就会引人离开真道。
So it will lead people to go astray from the truth.
这个是必然会有的事情。
And this will certainly happen.
保罗要离开以弗所的时候。
So when Paul was about to leave Ephesus.
曾经对那些长老们说。
So he told the elders.
说你们要谨慎。
So you have to be careful and take heed.
因为我知道我离开以后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们当中。
Because once I leave, there will be ravenous wolves come to your flock.
不爱惜羊群。
And they do not, I love the flock.
这豺狼一来就是要夺去主耶稣的羊。
And so those ravenous wolves, when they come, they will steal the sheep from Jesus.
引诱人离开正道。
They will lead people to depart from the truth.
保罗进一步说，就是你们中间也会有人起来。
And so Paul says, even among within you, people will rise.
说一些悖谬的话，不合乎真道的话。
And they will say things of mocking and also not true.
要引人归从他自己。
And to lead them to themselves.
这些人呢，就是有另外成立一个教派出来。
And then they, with these people, they become another group.
所以说这种事情是必然会有的。
So these things will surely happen.
因此呢，犹大就说，我们要怎么样坚固我们的信仰？
And so Jews say, how can we stand hold firm to our faith?
这里十九节，这二十节就说了。
So verse 20, it is mentioned.
说我们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
So we have to edify ourselves in our most holy faith.
那这里至圣的真道上，在英文里面是说至圣的这种信心上面。
And so the true way is in English is in most holy faith.
这个是一样的。
It is the same.
因为信心是建立在真道上的。
Because our faith is established in the truth.
那这种建立在至圣的真道上的信仰这种信心就是至圣的信心。
And so this faith that we establish, it is this holy faith.
这是属神的，不是从人来的。
It is from God, it is not from men.
所以犹大在这里的勉励。
So here the encouragement from Jude.
我们看犹大书会排在启示录的前面。
So Jude is organized right before Revelations.
犹大书之后呢，就进入启示录。
And then right after Jude, it enters into Revelation.
这也就是末世之前，我们必须要特别谨慎。
So this is something we have to take heed before the end times.
要在至圣的真道上来造就自己。
And so we do need to edify ourselves in the holy faith.
也就是造就自己的信心。
And it is to edify our own belief.
不会被引诱、迷惑、离开正道。
So we will not be enticed, tempted to leave the true way.
不会失去我们所信的。
We will not lose what we have believed.
这个是第一项很重要的事情。
So this is the first important thing.
那这里说至圣的真道。
So here it says the most holy faith.
也就是神的道。
So it is God's true way.
神是至圣的。
So God is true.
所以他的道就是至圣的。
So his way is true.
那至圣的真道就是我们信心的根基。
And so the true way is the foundation of our faith.
像主耶稣所说的话。
Just like what Lord Jesus have said.
听了我的话就去行的人就像一个聪明的人把房屋盖在磐石上。
So those who listen to what I say and they do it, they are like a wise person building a foundation on the rock.
雨淋水冲风吹都不会倒塌。
And so the wind, rain will not allow it to collapse.
这种信仰，这种信心是经得起考验。
So this kind of faith is able to withstand test.
如果不在这个真道上造就自己。
So if we do not edify ourselves in this true way,
我们的信心就不稳固了。
And then our faith is not firm.
所以很重要的这个在至圣的真道上来造就自己就是造就自己的信心。
So in this true way, we are able to edify our faith.
让我们的信心很坚定。
though our faith may be firm.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章可能二十三节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 23.
第一章二十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 23.
二十三节说，你只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不至于被引动失去啊福音的盼望。
Verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
好，今天呢，我们信这个福音，就是因为有盼望。
Today we believe in this salvation because of this hope.
我们知道福音带给我们的盼望是什么。
So we know the hope that the salvation brings us.
这个也是我们相信的一个目的。
So this is the goal why we believe.
如果信这个福音没有盼望，那就不用信了。
If we believe in the salvation, but we have no hope, it's not necessary to believe.
主耶稣说，你们要去普天下传福音给万民听。
So Jesus says, go to all earth and preach to all people that they may hear.
信而受洗的必然得救。
So those who hear and are believe and are baptized will be saved.
这个是普天下的人所听到的福音。
So this is the gospel that all people have heard.
也就是神对普天下万民的应许。
So this is the promise to all the people from God.
要每一个人呢，听福音、相信受洗的人可以得救。
So those who believe in heard the salvation and believe will be saved.
所以说，这个福音的盼望是我们所听过的，而且是传给普天下万民听的。
So this hope of this salvation is something that we have heard and was preached to all men.
那我们要怎么样才不会失去这个福音的盼望？
How do we not lose this hope of this salvation?
保罗在这里说，只要你们在所信的道上恒心。
Just Paul here says, continue in the faith.
这个恒心就是你根基非常稳固，坚定不移，不会再动了。
So that means your foundation is firmly established, it will not be moved.
像主耶稣说的，房屋是盖在磐石上啊。
Just like the Lord Jesus says, the foundation is built on the rock.
水冲也不会动，风吹也不会动，雨淋也不会动。
So the floods, the winds, the rain will not allow it to fall.
这个叫做根基稳固，坚定不移。
So here is a firm foundation that will not be moved.
在这个时候最需要这样的信心。
So in this time, we need this kind of faith.
因为末世来到的时候，考验会很多。
Because when the end time comes, there will be many tests.
有外面的，有里面的。
There will be from externally and internally.
都会出现的。有从外面进来的豺狼。
And so there will be wolves from outside coming in.
会来引动我们的信心。
And they will move our faith.
也有里面自己本身起来的。
And there will be within they stand up.
像以弗所那些教会的长老一样。
And just like the elders in the Ephesus church.
他们当中就有人起来。
So within them there are people who arise.
讲一些不合乎真道的话，引诱人跟从他。
And they spoke blasphemous things, untrue things to affect others.
因为他所讲那些话似是而非啊，让一些人听了，哎，很稀奇啊，这个人好像是教会里面最有智慧的人，所以很容易就被他引诱啊，就跟从他。
And they spoke much gossip and it easily affected those people who are weak.
这种是末后的时候一定会出现的。
And these things will happen in the end times.
所以这里告诉我们，我们一定要晓得在至圣的真道上来造就自己。
So here it tells us that we have to build ourselves in the most holy faith.
让我们的信心很坚定。
So that our faith may stand firm.
那这个真道就是要让我们对神、对主耶稣基督的救恩有更清楚的认识。
So this true way allows us to understand the true salvation that comes from our Lord Jesus.
这是关乎我们的得救、我们得永生很直接关联的。
And it's directly related to our eternal life.
所以说，在真至圣的真道上造就自己。
And so to edify ourselves in this true way.
就是让我们对至圣的神以及 耶稣基督啊，有更清楚的认识。
So that we have a better understanding of our most holy God and Lord Jesus.
当我们听道理的时候
，When we listen to the words，
我们就是要在这一方面不断的来增进步。
And we are continuously improved in this way.
更了解，更认识。
And to better understand.
好像保罗所说的
，Just like what Paul has said.
说我不知道别的。
I do not know anything else.
我只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架的事情。
All I know is that the Lord Jesus was crucified.
所以说道理听得越多啊，让我们对主耶稣、对神的救、十字架的救恩有更清楚的认识。
And so the more words we have heard, the better we understand of the salvation from our Lord Jesus.
那这样我们就可以分辨好歹是非。
So this way, we're able to discern all the gossip.
有人讲一些道理啊，不合乎这耶稣基督救恩的事情。
So when people say something is not according to the truth,
我们会很容易分辨。
We are able to discern.
就不会受引诱了。
Then we will not be tempted.
好像保罗所说的。
Just like Paul said,
我们在正道上已经长大成人了。
So we have become mature in the faith.
是非啊，非常分明的。
And we are easily discern those gossips.
因为我们道理很清楚了。
And we are very knowledgeable of the truth.
所以不容易受骗。
We're not easily cheated.
这样我们根基就会稳固。
And this way our foundation will be firm.
那主耶稣特别为我们祷告。
So Jesus especially prayed for us.
我们要得到主所应许的永生。
In order to gain the promise of the eternal life.
我们要在真道上追求认识，独一的神以及他所差来的耶稣基督。
So in this true way, we have to know that understand the true God, the one God.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
看约翰福音。
John.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
主耶稣要离开门徒的时候，最后的祷告啊。
So the last prayer before Lord Jesus mentioned before he left the disciples.
他就特别关心这个问题。
He especially concerned about this matter.
十七章第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
第三节说：“认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。”
And so the eternal life is that they know you are the true God.From Jesus.
神爱我们世上的人。
So God loves all people of this world.
甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
Even sacrifice his only son to die.
要叫凡相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those who believe will not perish, but shall receive eternal life.
这个是神的大爱。
So this is the great love from God.
怎么样能得到这个永生？
How do we gain this eternal life?
主耶稣说要认识独一的真神
，that have to know the true only true God。
我们天上的这一位父
，so our heavenly Father in heaven，
只有一神，就是独一的真神。
He is one. He is the true. He is the true God。
我们要认识这一位神。
We need to know this God。
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章那里说
，so Paul in Ephesus chapter 4 says，
我们要清楚认识这一位独一的真神。
We have to know this true God.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesus chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们所认识的这一位独一的神是怎么样的神
？So the only this true God, only true God, we know who is he?
清清楚楚才可以。
And we have to have a clear understanding.
如果很模糊的话，很容易就被人家迷惑了。
If we have a blurry understanding, we'll easily be led by others.
如果很清楚的话，那我们就知道，哎，你说的是错的。
If we have a clear understanding, we know what they say is wrong.
我们不会受迷惑的。
Then we will not be cheated by others.
那保罗在这里说的这个独一的这一位神呢，很清楚，他讲得很清楚啊。
So here Paul writes, this only true God is very clear.
当我们长大成人的时候，我们就有这样的认识了。
So when we grow up to be an adult, we have this understanding.
这一位独一的真神是怎么样的神
？So who is this true only true God?
他在哪里
？Where is he?
清清楚楚。
Very clear.
第一个。
First one.
他是众人的父。
He is the father of all.
众人的父亲。
He is the father of all people.
所以今天呢， 我们要认识这一位我们的父亲。
So we have to know our father.
是我的父亲，也是你的父亲。
It is my father and it is your father.
因为我们认识了这一位我们每个人的父亲。
We know that this is the father of all of us.
是一位父，没有两位。
It's only one father, not two.
所以呢，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
So we are all brothers and sisters.
当我们认识这一位我们的父亲的时候
，When we know this father，
我们就知道，哎，我们是弟兄姐妹。
Then we know that we're brothers and sisters.
以前我们不认识。
Before we do not know.
因为我们现在都认识这一位父亲了。
Because we know this father right now.
今天我们变成弟兄姐妹。
Today we become brothers and sisters.
这个就是真的认识。
So this is the true understanding. He is our heavenly father.
有些人说。好像知道，可是呢，却不认识。
Some people they think they might know, but they truly are not sure.
因为他不认识弟兄姐妹。
Because they don't know that others are their brothers and sisters.
这个是我的弟兄姐妹，我怎么不认识他
？And how come I do not know this brother？
他说：“那你的父亲是谁
？”And who is your father？
那你的父亲是谁
？Who is your father？
这同一个啊。
It is the same father.
那你怎么不认识我
？How come you do not know me？
这个不对。
That's not correct.
这样就不是真的认识了。
That's not a true understanding.
所以要真的认识这一位我们众人的父亲。
So in order to truly know the Heavenly Father.
这一位独一的神。
The only true God.
这一点是第一个最重要。
So this is the first most important part.
我记得以前常常一句话说，哎呀，我们这个天下，天下是一家的。
And so before I heard this famous saying that we're all one family under heaven.
四海之内皆兄弟。
And so we're brothers from all four sides of the ocean.
以前我不明白这个意思。
Before I did not know the meaning of this saying.
现在认识了。
So now I have known.
认识了我们的天父的时候。
So once we know our heavenly father.
真的是我们是弟兄的。姐妹的关系
Then we know we are brothers and sisters.
真的是一家人的关系
We are one family.
这个是第一个要认识
So this is the first part. We have to know this.
这样我们的信心才会坚定
Only through this we can establish our faith.
认识这一位独一的神就是我们的众人的父亲
To know that this only true God is our heavenly father.
那么人跟人之间呢就有弟兄姐妹的关系
And then within us we'll have the relationship of brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹的关系是怎么样
And what is the relation of brothers and sisters?
诗篇133篇第一节说
Psalms 113 verse 1 says
弟兄和睦同居啊何等的善何等的美
And how beautiful and wonderful for brother to dwell together
这好像天上的这个神的膏油啊浇到亚伦的头上一直流到他的衣襟
And just like the oil anointed from highly above to Aaron all the way
那么能够和睦同居的弟兄就会蒙受神这样的赐福
And so the brother who dwell in peace together will be blessed by God
神所赐给我们的就是永生
And so God gives us eternal life
所以要认识这位天父
So we need to know this heavenly father
就认识弟兄姐妹
It is to know our brother
好，那这样的话我们就会得到神的所赐给我们的恩典福气永生
And then we'll gain the blessing from God.
这个是第一个要认识的。
So this is the first what we need to know.
那如果说还不认识弟兄姐妹
，If we still do not know our brother，
那就还不认识天父了。
Then we do not know our heavenly father.
那么这一位父亲在哪里
？So where is this father？
他说超乎众人之上。
He is who above all？
超乎众人之上。
He is above all.
高高在上
He is highly above
在我们每个人的头上
He is above our heads
圣经上说神在天上
So the Bible says God is in heaven
他在监察地上的每一个人
He observes all that is on earth
不管是善是恶他都要看
Whether it's good or evil he observes
没有一样不知道的
He does not know anything that doesn't happen
传道书最后一节说
In the last verse of the book of Ecclesiastes
人所行的一切不管是善是恶
So whether a man commits evil or good in his whole life
神都要问的要审问的
So God will question them
他就是超乎众人之上的神
So he is a God who is above all
他是我们的父亲没有错
He is our father, that's correct
可是他超乎众人之上他是审判的主
He is above all. He is the judge of all.
他什么事情都看得很清楚。
He is able to see everything clearly.
因为从上面看着我们。
He from above, he can see us.
一举一动都很清楚。
Every action we do, he knows.
当我们认识这位神的时候。
So when we know this true God.
哎，我们就知道，我们知道敬畏神是很重要的。
So we know to fear God is very important.
所以认识这位神，你一定会敬畏神。
So if you know this God, you will certainly fear this God.
我记得小时候 我祖母告诉我。
So when I was young, I remember my grandparents telling me.
小孩子到外面去啊，不能做坏事。
So when a child goes outside, they cannot do bad things.
因为你举头一看啊，三尺就有神明在看着你。
Because once you lift your head, you know that God is looking at you.
中国人这种思想是很好的。
So there's a thought of the Chinese that's
很有帮助。
Very helpful.
因为我相信我祖母的话。
Because I believe in my grandparents' words.
所以想要做，想要一直讲要跟人家做一些不好的事情，我就想到这、哦、不行啊！啊，神明在看着我，他会处罚我的。
And so once I was a child, I think about doing something bad. I lift my head. I realize that God is looking, and He will punish me.
所以就不敢跟人家一同做那些不好的事情。
So I dare not to do the bad things with the other kids.
后来读圣经的时候才知道，哦，原来啊，圣经上有敬畏神，远离恶事这么一句话。
And then once I read the Bible, it says to fear God and to depart from evil.
我们看圣经上，约瑟跟他十个哥哥呢？有什么不同？
And so in, when we read the Bible, what is the difference when, of Joseph and his brothers?
敬畏神。
Fearing God.
约瑟从小敬畏神。
So Joseph feared God ever since he was young.
他认识啊，在他上面的这一位神。
He feared the God that he believed in heaven.
哇，他的眼睛无处不在啊。
And his eyes.
所有事情他都看得清楚。
God is able to see everything.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
所以他不敢做坏事情。
So he dared not to do any evil.
那他十个哥哥怎么样？
So how about his brothers?
就没有这样的认识。
So they did not have this understanding.
所以他们牧羊到外面去啊，父亲看不到的地方啊，哎呀，做一些坏事情。
So when they went to the place where Joseph was shepherding, and they did something evil.
那约瑟跟他们一起去牧羊。
And then Joseph was shepherding with them.
就看到哎呀，哥哥你怎么这么做？
And they were saying, why does my brother do this to me?
哎呀，这个不该这么做的。
They should not do that to me.
哎，但是他弟弟啊，他也不敢讲话。
And so because he's the youngest, he dare not to say anything.
回来就告诉他父亲了。
And then when he returned, he told his brothers.
哎呀，我们哥哥在外面做那些不荣耀神的事情啊。
And so our older brothers did something that's not glorifying outside.
哎，那么父亲呢，就教训他们了。
And then the father corrected them.
那你们怎么在外面这样做？我们信神的人是不应该这样做的。
So why did you do this outside? We are believers of God. We should not do this.
外邦人做的，今天我们是神的选民，不能这样做的。
Those are done by Gentiles. We are the chosen ones. We should not do this.
那哥哥们呢？不但不接受，而且嚯，就是这个弟弟啊，回来报告的。
And the older brothers did not accept this from this younger brother.
就开始恨这个弟弟。
And they began to hate this younger brother.
一旦有恨就想要杀他了。
So once there's hate, they wanted to kill.
心中没有神。
They have no God in their hearts.
不认识神。
They do not know God.
不爱弟弟。
They do not love their brother.
反倒想要杀这个弟弟。
They all wanted to kill this younger brother.
你看这个是认识神吗？
Can you see, is this considered knowing God?
你看从这里就可以知道说，哎，谁是真的认识神。
So from here you can truly see who knows God.
约瑟认识神。
Joseph knows God.
所以他敬畏神，他不敢做坏事情。
So he feared God, not dare to do evil.
对，因为他超乎我们众人之上。
He is able to overcome all of us.
所以我们每个人都要敬畏神的心呢、啊，来过我们的生活。
So each of us have a heart to fear God and to live a godly life.
一举一动啊都要谨慎。
So each action has to be very taken with care.
这个是超乎我们众人之上的父亲，他是审判的主。
So this is the Father who is above all, who will judge us all.
他在监察着每一个人。
He observes everyone.
不要忘记。
So we should not forget.
一定要清楚的认识。
We have to have this clear understanding.
对我们就很有帮助了哈。
It is very helpful to us.
那再来，接下来说。
And continue.
这一位天父啊，他也贯乎众人之中。
And this Heavenly Father is also through all.
在我们中间。
He is in within the midst of us.
我们两个人在一起。
So two of us are together.
天父在我们中间。
Our Heavenly Father is in the middle of us.
哦，这个很重要。
This is important.
如果我们看不见他。
If we cannot see him.
哎，那就不好了。
That's not good.
就会发生问题啊。
Then that's a problem will happen.
如果我们看见他。
But if we can see him.
他就在我们中间啊。
He is right in the middle of us.
那就感谢神了。
And then thank God.
神就是爱。
So God is love.
天父爱我们。
God loves each one of us. Just like a father.
一手抓着哥哥。
So one hand holding the brother.
抓着弟弟。
And one other hand holding the younger brother.
到处去玩。
And they go everywhere to play.
不管到哪里去。
Doesn't matter where they go.
父亲在他们中间。
The heavenly father is in the middle.
带领他们。
And to guide them.
他们兄弟会怎么样。
So how the brothers will be.
今天呢，我们如果认识这一位父亲，
Today, if we know this Heavenly Father,
他就在我们中间，
He is in the middle of us,
我们会怎么样？
What will we be?
第一个，我们很放心。
The first one, we have complete confidence.
没有任何的害怕挂虑。
We have no worry or fear.
小孩子在 父亲的身边。
So when a child is by the father,
父亲跟他们在一起，
When the father is with them,
放心得不得了。
They completely have 100% trust. They do not worry about anything. They will not be afraid of anything. So together there will be peace.
还有呢?
And what else?
因为神在我们中间,
because God is in the middle of us.
所以我们很自然地就会我爱你，你爱我。
And naturally we will love one another.
一定会彼此相爱, 因为是弟兄嘛。
We will love one another because we are brethren.
哎呦, 天父就在我们中间。
Our Heavenly Father is in the middle of us.
阿维恩少说，两个兄弟在父亲的面前打架。
And if two brothers fought in before God.
在父亲的面前吵架。
If they had a fight before their father.
要吵，要吵，要跑到看不到的地方嘛。
And they're going to go to a place they cannot be seen by the father.
在父亲的面前，可以敢吵，那个就是胆量很大了。
And so if they dare to do this before their father, they have great courage.
他的眼中看不见父亲呐。
And because in their eyes, the father is looking.
那就敢,
they will change.
如果看见不敢,
if they see and do not change.
所以今天如果我们知道我们的天父啊, 就在我们中间,
so if we know that our Heavenly Father is in the middle of us,
我们就不会吵架了,
then we will not have arguments.
一定是会和睦同居的,
and we will dwell together peacefully.
而且会像主耶稣所说的, 彼此相爱。
Just like what the Lord Jesus says, we'll love one another.
因为天父爱我也爱你, 一样的吧。
Because our Heavenly Father loves you and I.
所以我们认识这一位父亲啊,
so we know this Father.
这一位独一的神啊,
this only true God.
他就在我们中间。
He is in the middle of us.
我们就会彼此相爱。
That we will love one another.
像真正的弟兄一样。
Just like true brother.
这种关系就会建立起来。
And then this relationship will be established.
还有进一步要认识。
And a further, even deeper understanding.
这一位天父又住在众人之内。
And then he lives in all of us.
就是住在我里面。
That means he lives in us.
也住在你里面。
He lives in you.
也住在他里面。
And lives in him.
凡是神的儿女。
All those who are children of God.
他都会住在他里面。
God, he will live in them.
这个是, 这一位神跟我们同在。
So this is the abidance of this true God with us.
真理的圣灵来之后,
after the Holy Spirit arrives.
这个是外人不能接受的。
This is what other Gentiles cannot accept.
只有神的儿女才能接受。
Only the children of God can accept.
所以要向我们证明。
And this is the proof evidence for us.
我是神的儿子。
That I am the children of God.
哎, 我很清楚的。
And very clearly will know.
那么其他的人也是一样的。
And for others too.
我是神的儿子。
I am the children of God.
你有证明吗?
Do you have any evidence?
有啊。
Yes.
你看,
see the evidence?
很清楚啊。
It is very clear right before you.
保罗说, 圣灵跟我们的心一同证明我们是神的儿子。
And so Paul says that the Holy Spirit proves that we are the children of God.
你有证明啊。
There's the evidence.
我也有证明。
I have evidence.
一样大家都有。
So everyone has this evidence.
将来这个天国的, 你有份,
and so the, you will have a part of heaven.
我也有份,
I will have a part.
哎,一样的,
it is the same.
所以都是大家的,
so it belongs to everyone.
将来天上的一切是我们大家的, 你也有份, 我也有份,
so in the future, the heavenly things belongs to all of us.
所以我们的产业是共同的,
So our possession is common.
我们同有一个指望。
So we all have this one hope.
不是你的，你是你的，我是我，没有。
It is not singular hopes, but it's all hope for all of us.
所以今天我们回到天父的家里头来。
So today we return to the heavenly Father's home.
耶路撒冷的教会就是这样子。
Then the Jerusalem church is like this.
没有人说这个东西是自己的。
No one said it, this thing belongs to me.
都是大家共用。
And so it was commonly used.
因为我是神的儿子。
Because I am the children of God. You are the children of God.
同样的都是圣灵，都一样的，一个圣灵而已。
It is one holy, one spirit within us.
没有不同的。
It is not different.
大家领受都是一样的。
Everyone receives the same spirit.
那这个圣灵就是我们承受基业的凭据。
So this spirit is the evidence of us receiving the possession.
所以将来我们所承受的天上那么那些美好的福气。
So all the great blessings in the future in heaven.
不会像在世上说啊，这个是你的，这个是我的，不可能有这样的事情。
It will not be like in this world. This belongs to you and belongs to me.
所以在这个以弗所书这边他说我们是一个盼望而已，同有一个指望。
So in Ephesians it says that we have one hope.
在这个第第四节
Verse 10
说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召的时候同有一个指望，同有一个指望。
So we have this one hope.
所以这个圣天父啊，住在我们每个人的里面。
So heavenly, this Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us.
就像我们证明我们是神的儿子。
It is to prove that we are the children of God.
大家都一样，都是神的儿子。
So we are all the same. We are the children of God.
没有什么差别的。
There is no difference.
将来要承受的指望都是一样的。
We all inherit the same things.
这样就真的认识神了。
So this way we truly know God.
所以我们认识这个独一的真神呢，要。这样清清楚楚才行。
So this is how we come to know the true one true God.
好，那就可以得到永生了。
And then we can gain the eternal life.
还要认识他所差来的耶稣基督。
And also to know the true Jesus that He sent.
他所差来的耶稣基督就是要做我们的救主，做我们的依靠。
So the Lord Jesus that He sends will be our reliance and our savior.
我们什么事情都要靠他。
So everything we have to rely upon Him.
因为神借着他创造天地万物所有的。
Because through Him all heaven and earth was created.
也立他为承受万有的。
And so through Him that we're able to inherit everything.
一切的一切都是在耶稣的身上。
So everything is within the Lord Jesus.
我们认识这一位父。
So when we know this true
God, 认识他所差来的耶稣基督是到底跟我们什么关系？
And to understand the relationship of Jesus and us.
彼得做见证的时候这样说。
So when Peter testified, he said,
天下人间没有世下别的名可以让我们靠着得救。
There's no name under heaven that will be saved.
这个名就是我们靠着得救的名。
Except by this name that we can be saved.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us,
我们无论做什么事情。
So no matter what we do,
要奉主耶稣的名。
We have to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们看，这个以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So we should always give thanks to the for all things to God the Father.
神就借着耶稣基督这个名啊，来拯救我们，来承受一切的荣耀。
So God through the name the Lord Jesus is going to accomplish all salvation.
来看这个哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章看这个十七节。
Colossians chapter 3:17.
哥罗西书三章十七节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17.
说无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。对你说，无论做什么。
So here's no matter what you do,
或说啊或行事
or what you say,
就是我们一切的言行
it is all our action and deeds.
我们都要奉主耶稣的名
it is done in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名行做万事
so we do in the name of Lord Jesus of everything.
那么主天父啊，就会将一切恩典福气赐给我们。
And then the Heavenly Father will give us all kinds of blessings.
主耶稣说：“你们奉我的名，无论求什么。”我必成就。
So Jesus said, if you do according everything in my name, it will be accomplished.
这个名给我们靠着这个耶稣这个名，我们会行做万事。
So the name of the Lord Jesus allow us to do anything.
得到天父的恩典。
So to receive the blessing from God.
耶稣的恩典够我们用。
So the blessing from God is sufficient.
所以耶稣这个名是要赐给我们恩典的名。
And so this name is a name that given us grace.
我们无论做什么事情，靠着耶稣这个名，耶稣基督这个名，就可以得到神的恩典。
So in everything we do according to the name of the Lord Jesus, the grace of God will be with us.
所以我们凡事都借着这个名来感谢天父。
So in everything we do, we give thanks to God through His name.
这个就是永生的。
So this is eternal life.
所以主耶稣这个名是让我们今天呢在世上活着的时候，随时随地说话行事做依靠的，这个名很重要。
And so this name of the Lord Jesus is everything we do and our reliance in this world is through this name.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们认识这位独一的神跟我们的关系。
So we know the relation of this true God and us.
认识他所差来的耶稣基督是要做什么。
So we know that the Lord Jesus sent for us.
那这样我们的信心就很坚定。
Then our faith will be established.
我们永远不会离开耶稣的。
We will never leave the Lord Jesus.
我们说话行事都是靠着耶稣基督的。
So everything we do in action and deeds is in His name.
都是借着他来得到神的恩典，感谢天父。
And it is through God that we are gain this grace and enter into a heavenly kingdom.
我们认识到我们这一位慈爱的天父。
So we know the Heavenly Father.
他是满有慈悲怜悯的神。
He is a merciful and loving God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
主耶稣说，你们做父亲的虽然不好，都会拿好东西给儿女。
And Jesus said that you being earthly fathers know to love your child, but you.
何况你们天上的父吗？
How about even your Heavenly Father?
岂不更爱你们吗？
Does He not even love you even greater?
我们认识这一位慈爱的天父。
So we know this heavenly merciful God.
我们就放心了。
Then we can rely.
所以说，我们要认识。
So we have to know.
这一位独一的真神。
We have to know this true one true God.
他所差来的耶稣基督。
The Jesus that He has sent.
我们的信心就建立起来了。
Then our faith will be established.
非常的坚固。
It will be very firm.
永远不会变动的。
It will not be movable.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
26首
26. Please be seated.
接下来我们要一起感谢祷告。
So now we're going to give thanks and pray.
我们要在至圣的正道上造就自己的信心。
So we have to edify ourselves in this true way.
就要靠着我们的所听的道理。
Of course, it depends on the words that we have heard.
我们要明白所听到的道理，圣经里的这个真道，不是一般的道理。
We have to come to understand that the true words we hear is not any ordinary words.
所以有人讲的不合乎圣经的道理，那就不要听了。
So if someone says that something contrary to the true words, we should not listen.
我们如果越明白圣经的真理，
So the more we understand the truth in the Bible,
那我们信心就越坚定。
And the more firm our faith will be.
不容易受到迷惑。
And then we will not be enticed.
如果我们对圣经的真理不清楚，
If we do not know the words in the Bible,
很容易被一些似是而非的道理人的道理给迷惑了。
And then we're easily affected by the gossip or the trends of this world.
在这个末世的时候，最重要的就是要靠着圣灵来带领我们明白圣经的真理。
So in the end times, especially we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us into the truth.
主耶稣说，圣灵来之后要引导我们明白一切的真理。
And so the Lord Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit arrives, it will allow you to understand all truth.
这个非常重要。
So this is important.
所以下午我们要谈这个问题。
So this afternoon we'll talk about that.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.